USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on CNN admitted it's alarming but not surprising that young students are struggling big time with math and reading in America's public schools.
That is very alarming. It's disturbing, but it's not surprising, keeping in mind a year and a half ago, over half of our schools were not open for full-time learning. The first thing we did when we got in is ensure that our schools are open for in-person learning.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency chief says his experts are staying put after they reached Europe's biggest nuclear power plant Thursday in the middle of a war. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for bombs exploding near the multi-reactor facility. Extreme heat temperatures will dominate the southwest and western United States for the next 4 to 5 days. Always take water with you when traveling the area. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
The freshwater woes in Mississippi after monsoons flooded the area last week is nothing new for the failing system.
For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
A wildfire came to life in the rolling hills of northwestern Los Angeles County, belching smoke and flames amid triple-digit heat temperatures that forced officials to call for voluntary energy conservation. In less than 24 hours, the Route Fire charred more than 5,000 acres near Castaic, California. That's about a 40-minute drive northwest of downtown L.A. It was 27% contained around 7:30 p.m. Pacific last night. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, remains optimistic Republicans and Democrats will come together to reject China's Fufang from purchasing 370 acres of North Dakota farmland. Strategically, it's 12 miles from a high-level Air Force base, is the concern.
So the land purchase thing has already taken place. What's at stake, of course, is that Fufang, as you pointed out, whose leader, whose chairman, is a very active member of the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, they once labeled this person as a model laborer. That company wants to build this corn milling facility 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So there are really a couple of things, if not more, here. The first one is that China has increasingly purchased up food supply chains in the United States. I mean, they already have a significant amount of the meat processing market in the United States.
After years of demand, Twitter on Thursday announced it will soon begin letting users test out an edit button. The feature is now being tested internally, and in the coming weeks it will become available for testing to a select group of Twitter users for a nominal fee. Today is VJ Day. It stands for Victory Over Japan Day, commemorating a shift in the Second World War in favor of the Allies. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.